This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is The Bigger Picture, and I'm T. Xiao Yik. We are now more than a month into phase two of the COVID-19 vaccination program, which is calling for those above 60 and those with comorbidities to get vaccinated. But the registration rate has still been low due to some concerns, especially among older adults, about the safety of the vaccines. So here at BFM, we've been speaking to some senior citizens who have gotten their jabs and want to encourage others to do so. Here are their stories.
I'm Amy from Ramasara Utama, and I'm 63 years old. And I just had my COVID vaccination on the 17th of May.
How did you receive news that the vaccination would be available for Malaysians? What were your thoughts about it?
I was very skeptical because there were a lot of news, rumors going around WhatsApp, and then these rumors were not started by, you know, a layman or uneducated people, but surprisingly, we even have people who are in the corporate world, scientists, and we're talking about people who work in HR and a lot of other top guns. These are people who are retired. My friends are mostly retired. I depend on them, on their knowledge, because they just recently retired, teachers, and then businesswoman. So I tend to trust them. In fact, I trusted their judgment when they said, you know, not to trust this. Even doctors were to say the same thing.
How did you come to then change your mind and decide to go for the vaccination?
It was a very long process of arguing with my doctor, Arina, and she's more, how to say, exposed to a lot of other, I should say, adventurous ideas compared to me. I stay home and I watch regular things, you know. But the thing is, my daughter pestered me. So she registered me, my suggestion, a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And suddenly she said, you must go for AZ because a lot of people are backing out. And I say, isn't that good? A lot of people are backing out. That means they must know something. By ignoring me.
Right.
But she used my phone and my husband's phone to actually register us for the AZAC vaccination.
Were you upset about that?
Of course. And I told her that, okay, you can do whatever you like with my phone since you know more. I can't even do that. You see, I don't know how to go into my suggestor or go to AZAC or whatever it is. The only thing I know is to pick up calls and WhatsApp messages. Mm-hmm. Even then, I tend to go beyond, you know, by texting other people, the wrong people. So, see, it's a long process of arguing with her. And she tried all her best to go and change my mind. And I said, okay, what if I don't go? Will they find me? And she said, no. Okay, then I will not do anything. You know what I mean? But the thing is, suddenly, after all the arguing, after all the screaming match and whatever it is, I don't know whether my neighbors heard or not, but obviously it was very loud. And then she was so exhausted. And then she said, okay, Ma, now you have two choices. One, do you want to die of being vaccinated? And we get to see you being buried, and we visit you in the hospital. Or do you want to die as a COVID patient? Will you die alone with no one around you? Mm. That struck a chord. It was very painful to actually make a decision. You made a choice. And it's not because whether you want to continue living. It's more like, how are you going to die? And that's the reason why I went, and I dragged my husband with it.
Did he feel the same way as you did?
I don't think he cares. As long as I'm with him, he goes, he's very pragmatic. My husband is very pragmatic. Mm-hmm. And then he says, it's okay if you want to go ahead with it. You know, how much longer can we live? We already got a good life. We have children who are grown up who can take care of themselves. And my husband is actually a very adventurous man. He travels a lot. He sees a lot. He was in Iraq when they started bombing. Oh. So I don't think he's not the type of a person who's scared. More like whether I want to go or not.
Now that you've gotten the AZAC jab, how do you feel about it?
I feel truly blessed. I'm blessed because I have a country who who actually gave me free vaccination. Of course, we have a lot of ups and downs, but the thing is, at the end of the day, it's you, us. We have to do the right thing. And the right thing is not easy. And we are the kind of people who have, we have gotten a good life. My parents had to go through war. And then my grandfather, my great-grandfather, they had to go through a lot of wars. They went through 13th May. All we have to do is just go for a vaccination where before this, doctors and nurses, frontliners, priests, you know, ulama died because there were no cure. And now there's a cure that God gave us. And we still have this handicap. We don't trust anybody, which I think is very bad, especially for my age group, which is wrong because we are the one who's going to suffer more.
So apart from the fact that many people in your age group may be getting misinformation and worried about the effects, what else do you think is holding them back from going?
I think it's this. As we grow older, we want to be safer. We can move as we used to be. We can do the things that we used to be. We are not mobile. We are not very independent. We are so dependent on our children. We have knee aches and we have a lot of health issues. I have friends who are diabetics. I have friends who are, ex-cancer patient or cancer survivor. I have a lot of these people around me. And a few of them are very brave. My neighbor was a cancer survivor and she went through with the vaccination, bravely, I should say, and brought her mother, who's 80 years old. Now, if she can do it, I thought to myself, why not me? And I dragged my husband. I had sleepless nights because you see, my husband is not well. If anything happens to me, I would be thinking he's going to take care of him. I have children, but the thing is, I'm the primary caregiver. Mm. And then my husband is 69 years old. He just had a stent procedure. If anything happens to his heart because of the vaccination, the burden will be on me. I worry about everything. But if I don't do it, I'll be thinking about my children who are running around. So the thing is, at the end of the day, the issue is mortality. As we grow older, we know we're going to die, but we don't want to die tomorrow. Everybody is doing that. It's okay for you to go to the mosque to pray because, you know, God will save you. It's okay for you to go to the shop because you need to do all the grocery shopping. Who's going to do it? At the end of the day, it's mortality. We are afraid to die. And we are thinking to ourselves, I'm doing so good at the moment. I have everything going on for me. I'm healthy. I stay home. I don't go into parties or anything like that.
Yeah.
But we make mistakes. One day you might just break into a frenzy and then say, okay, I'm tired of staying home. Let's go and eat somewhere. One of our neighbors, she was 75. She got COVID and she just passed away.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yes. I'm speaking to you now. A few of my friends, their husbands passed away, and a friend of mine has a husband who is still in ICU. In other words, the mortality is not something you can control. But the vaccination, God willing, is there to help us. God gave us all these tests, but God gave us the most important thing. That's our brain and our heart.
Mm.
We have to coordinate the brain and the heart. And these two things, which are so important, is going to make sure that we do the right thing. Even if you go for the vaccination, you'll have a lot of aches and pains and all. Don't you think that it's better than going through COVID? So you see, we are all vulnerable. So I think what we should do is we try to get the vaccination so that others live.
Mm. So, you know, the process that you went through with your daughter and to finally come to the decision, I think that's something that's happening in a lot of families across Malaysia as well, with children trying to convince their parents. Would you have any words of advice to help us convince all other senior citizens to get them, especially for children talking to their older parents?
Well, you see, I was quite surprised when I went there. I think they must have seen how old we were. I mean, we were really very old, the oldest probably there. And the doctor that was attending to us, when, you know, looking at my list of pills and all that. I brought a list of pills. So if whoever wants to go for vaccination, please have it typewritten and all the name of pills so that they can advise you what not to do and what to do. So what happened was, as I went from one point to another, they look at me and I said, you know, auntie, how old are you? I said, I'm 63. Oh, I wish my mother is here to do this. Every point, they saw my husband with white hair and everything, you know. Mm-hmm. And all the children or parents who are whoever they are, they actually look at us and wondering why their parents don't want to do it. Mm. And then one doctor said, well, I'm going to go back home and I'm going to tell my mom to do it. Mm. So the thing is, it's not easy. There is no one manual for children to talk to their parents. In fact, I have heard of parents wanting to do it and the children are the ones that stop them from doing it. Yeah. And they rather cocoon themselves in the house and then pray very hard without doing anything. I'm agreeing to all the praying. But if you pray, but you don't do anything, I don't think God wants to help you. So this is just about kids finding the right words to convince. Yeah. My daughter Arina, she managed it. But you know how many months? It took her months. And she used everything in her gray cells to get through to her very stubborn mama.
I'm so glad she got through, though. So that was a very good tip that you shared about making sure that you have a list of all the medications that you're on, bring it with you to the vaccination center. Do you have any other similar tips for senior citizens?
Yes, the one thing that you should do is stop trusting everything in the WhatsApp messages. You don't know who they are. Now, I know a lot of people who have problems trusting our government. But I'm very sure whatever our government is, whoever they are, I'm very sure they're not out there to kill all of us. We shouldn't have that kind of skepticism. This is about our health. This is not about politics. So for the parents, get a list of all the things that you have, you know, all the vitamins, anything, that vitamins, whatever pills, no matter how unimportant it seems. So we, on our part, stop texting false information and start looking for information from my suggester and watch TV. We shouldn't hesitate at all. This is not about us. It's also about other people. We might be the one carrying this virus and spreading it to other people, even to our own children. And there's no guarantee that our children who are younger than us might survive. So I'm frightened for my children. I'm frightened for all your friends. This is nothing to be playing around with, nothing to think about. Just push the button and register.
That was Amy, who's 63, sharing her experience about making the decision to get the COVID-19 vaccination, and more importantly, how her daughter convinced her to put aside her fears, not listen to fake news, and register for the jab. If you have been trying to convince your older relative or parent, maybe you'd like to share Amy's experience with them. You can download the podcast from bfm.my or from our BFM app by searching for COVID-19 vaccine stories. Do register for the COVID-19 jab on the My Sejahtera app or on vaccinecovid.gov.my. Don't delay. This has been The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.